Proclamation number 3787, dated the June 1st, 1946. Confessing Jesus and the act of salvation. There is a great risk that people will abandon their faith in Jesus Christ, the Son of God and Redeemer of the world, and yet people have to be subjected to this lost test of faith, because it is decisive for eternity. I myself incarnated on this earth in Jesus Christ. I myself accepted the crucifixion as a human being in order to open the gate into eternity for humanity. But people lock this gate themselves. They do not accept my act of salvation. They do not benefit from it. And therefore the gate will remain closed to them for eternity. A person who does not acknowledge me cannot be acknowledged by me to belong to me either. He is not part of me as long as he is still subject to my adversary's influence, which remains intact with those who do not acknowledge me and my act of salvation. Hence they separate themselves from me and aspire towards the one whose will enslaved them and deprived them of all awareness. The end is near, and with it the last judgment. And once again I approach humanity as the Redeemer. I try to bring spiritual freedom, light and enlightenment to people, and only want to be acknowledged in order to distribute the blessings of my act of salvation to the souls, so that they will not perish when judgment day comes. I want to redeem them, but they have to let themselves be redeemed of their own free will. Thus they have to confess me before the world as the one whose strength and grace enables them to become blessed. They have to believe that the deity was in the man Jesus in all fullness, that his greater than great love motivated him to suffer and die on behalf of his fellow human beings in order to avert eternal death from them, which is the irrevocable fate of everyone who does not believe in him, who does not acknowledge his act of salvation and does not claim the blessings he acquired through the crucifixion. And people will have to confess this faith before the world. They will have to openly bear witness to the love of the God-man Jesus, because by making this testimony they stand by me completely. They will show the world that they are my children in truth who, raised by the love of the Father, also fulfill the Father's will. Thus this decision of faith is to be made, and it will be a difficult time for people who belong to me and have to publicly acknowledge me. But whoever has the will to do so also has the strength, which will be given to him in abundance, as I promised. For I myself am with my own, and my own are those who strive towards me, who aim to reach me, who call for me in spirit and in truth, who live with love and endeavor to fulfill my will. And therefore they should not worry about the approaching battle of faith. It is to happen to people so that they seriously make up their mind about a problem which has found little attention so far. They have to decide for or against me, since anyone who acknowledges the Son also acknowledges the Father, and anyone who rejects the Son also rejects the Father. Roman 1. However, I'm the one who sacrificed himself on behalf of humanity. For I was in the human being Jesus in all fullness. I myself descended to earth in order to redeem humanity from the sin of guilt and its consequences. Therefore, anyone who believes in me cannot reject Jesus Christ. For he and I are one, and anyone who bears witness to him bears witness to me. Amen.